Now, amongst the claims with Cecilia continuously telling everyone in her group that the occult, and more specifically, that her father was continuously trying to kill her and would continuously every single day send attacks her way, whether it be by a physical means or a supernatural means, if you'd like to put it that way. And combined with the everyday scenario with astral projection, with Cecilia, I mean, astral projection on its own was a very, very big topic. It was an everyday scenario. So combining these two factors and also the very regular scenario where Cecilia would claim that her own father, her own biological father, would astral to where her body was and then proceed to attack her in some kind of way. There was several incidences where this type of scenario that I'm going to relate now was related to myself, to Rhea, and several others in her group. And to be honest, this is actually very hard for me to relate, for personal reasons. But the memories from the very first time that Cecilia portrayed this whole scenario, those memories and everything regarding it come flooding back, overwhelmingly. And I can't even begin to describe what goes through me and what went through me in the very first time that this type of scenario presented itself, and every following scenario thereafter. But I will relate the first incidents where this happened, or should I rather say supposedly happened, because the scenarios afterwards were pretty much very, very similar. Now, in the beginning, with knowing Cecilia Stain, there weren't many people in her group, so there were times where Cecilia would be left alone with her husband and her son, which in all honesty should be a normal thing, but it was not something that was allowed. With regards to Cecilia's supposed circumstances, with the supposed attacks from the occult on a daily basis, and especially if she was left alone with her husband, because before Rhea and myself had met Cecilia, this apparently, or this type of scenario, and other scenarios that were very similar, which ranged in different types of abuse, they were apparently very common. Now, in this first scenario that I had witnessed Cecilia telling me this, it was very, very early into me knowing her. I think this was probably within the first 1 or 2 months of knowing Cecilia. I had gone to visit her, and when I got to her house, there was a huge unsettling. Rhea was in a state, Cecilia was in a state. They were both basically searching for words. They were speechless, they were horrified, they were devastated. On Rhea's part, I can say it was definitely genuine. On Cecilia's part, obviously, this was the biggest load of nonsense. But what had apparently happened before Rhea got to Cecilia's flat that morning was within the few hours that Cecilia's husband was home from work. He was off, and he wasn't off for many hours at a time, so this was a very short time period. But apparently, Cecilia had gone to run a bath, and she got into the bath to, obviously clean herself. And apparently, Cecilia's father had astraled into Cecilia's husband. And yes, I mean into Cecilia's husband. To where Cecilia's father would then completely take over her husband's body, and Cecilia's husband would be completely unaware of what was going on. So he would have no memory of anything that could be or would be related. And if anything was ever related to him, he was in complete denial and he would always throw it off as complete nonsense. Where Cecilia would always explain that this is because of her father. He would completely block out Cecilia's husband's memory. He was basically not aware or not present at the time of any of these incidences when Cecilia's father would take over his body. So in this specific scenario where Cecilia is in the bath, Cecilia's father apparently had astral into her husband's body to take over his body, and then he proceeded to climb into the bath to then rape Cecilia. Now, I'm not going to relate the extensive details that were described as to how he had raped her, because obviously this scenario had never actually happened. But at that time point, it was extremely convincing, because with the details that Cecilia had given, with how her husband had climbed into the small bath with Cecilia, and Cecilia's husband was a very, very tall man, and he was a big man. So to try and picture this whole scenario was seemingly impossible to try and see how it could even happen. But this is the story we were told, that he climbed onto Cecilia while she was in the bath, and with much struggle, he proceeded to rape her. And while Cecilia apparently tried to get free from him raping her, she had knocked herself on the tap, she had knocked her head, she had knocked her arms on different parts of the bath and in different areas of the bathroom while she was trying to fight her husband off of her. And like I said, I'm not going to go into any details, but Cecilia was extremely, extremely graphic with how her husband, who was being controlled by her father by means of astral projection, had raped her that morning. And by the time Rhea had gotten to Cecilia's flat that morning, the whole scenario was over. Cecilia's husband was already dressed and he had just left for work. But Cecilia had portrayed this very devastated state. Basically the state that someone would be in after having been raped. And not only that, Cecilia had bruises on certain parts of her body. She actually had bruises. And they were not even subtle or light bruises. They looked like she had honestly been raped. They looked like she had honestly struggled to get away. There were big marks all over her body. So when Cecilia presented this whole scenario to Rhea and then to myself, and taking into account that her body was full with bruises, it was, very convincing, because in all honesty, who is going to go and do things to their body purposely just to portray these intense bruises just to fool someone? But that's what Cecilia ultimately had done. This scenario had obviously never happened between Cecilia and her husband, where she had claimed it happened too many times before Rhea and I had met her, and a number of times after we had met her. And there were even other scenarios that she had told us of where it was just plain physical abuse. But this was the abuse scenarios, the physical abuse scenarios were ones before Rhea and I had met Cecilia. But the rape scenarios, specifically where Cecilia's father would take over her husband's body, these were more prominent and more frequent. And in all honesty, I don't even know what to say with regards to the bruises that I saw and the scenario that was laid out before me. Who would go to that extreme to cover their body in bruises and then tell this nonsense story about their own husband and their own father, to then get other people to believe their nonsense lies and their nonsense claims. But these were the types of methods and the types of extreme lengths, basically, that Cecilia would go to in order to get people to believe her nonsense. These scenarios were fairly foolproof. And after quite a long time period, after having seen, or rather been shown, so much evidence where, I mean, I'm referring specifically now to evidence where Cecilia had basically scarred her own body, had bruised and battered her own body on countless occasions just to back up her nonsense claims and her nonsense lies. After you've seen this so many times, it becomes, sad to say, a normal thing just to accept with Cecilia. When she claimed afterwards, or any time afterwards, after any initial scenario, that something had happened to her, no one ever really stopped to question, because we had all seen the bruises, we had all seen the scars and the blood and evidence of all sorts to back up these extreme claims. And as time went by, after, I suppose you could say, enough evidence was produced to each member in her group, basically, I suppose, until Cecilia saw or knew that there was sufficient amount of evidence for that specific person to basically then just carry on believing her no matter what she said, no matter if it was a repeated scenario or a slightly different scenario, she then didn't have to go and produce this continuous evidence, or at least to the same degree that she did, at least in the beginning, for having met anybody. I mean, if anyone had come into her group and she had made these claims, I think a lot of people would have been skeptical. But when you see the evidence and the dramatic evidence that she always portrayed, and that in the beginning of knowing Cecilia, for anybody, there was never a shortage of extensive evidence for anything that happened to her, and the evidence was always to this extreme, it was always so seemingly foolproof. If you had not seen all of this, then it would be easier to sway off as nonsense. But when you are continuously bombarded with all of this and so much of it, you're basically put into a position where you start to believe. I mean, how can you deny that someone has been raped when they show you these extensive bruises all over their body? Or how can you deny that someone was stabbed when you actually see stab wounds? I mean, I don't think it's a normal mindset for anybody to have, to go and harm themselves in these ways just to fool someone or anyone. But sadly, that's the extent that Cecilia would always go to. And if there was ever an inkling of a doubt that anyone ever showed in believing anything that Cecilia had ever said, she never failed to produce more evidence. It was almost as if she had backup evidence on hold, just in case the first lot of evidence didn't make sense or it wasn't foolproof enough. So at the end of the day, if you met Cecilia and if you saw this type of evidence, especially with the vast amounts of evidence, at the end of the day, you basically ended up believing her. And you ended up just becoming trapped into her spiderweb of nonsense and lies, which basically resulted in you believing any further nonsense that she would tell you. And I suppose even more so with the fact that with a lot of the evidence that Cecilia would use would even involve family members. I mean, so many times she would use her husband. Too many times she would use her grandmother. And every day she would use her father. And there were a number of other family members that she would use. I mean, Cecilia even used her own son and her own daughter. There is no extreme and there is no person that she would not use in order to get someone to believe her nonsense. And I think in a normal mindset, I mean, who on earth would go and use a loved one as an excuse or as a reason or as a form of evidence to back up a nonsense lie? To me, that's just something I can't comprehend. And I think for everybody that came into Cecilia's group or everybody that ever met Cecilia, probably thought the same way. I mean, why would you make these claims about these people that you loved or that were in your life and that you were supposed to love? But sadly, there was literally, and in all honesty, no extreme that Cecilia would not go to.